Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two-time Stanley Cup champ and AT&T Sportsnet analyst Jay Caulfield. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. So put into perspective for us the loss of Sidney Crosby for 6 weeks.
Yeah, you know, John, that's a tough one, but it is just such a major, I mean, it is kind of cliche, but it's a cliche, but when something happens like that, that's why they have, you know, it gives somebody an opportunity, guys move up. Everybody steps up another rung, if you will. So if the fourth line center now becomes the third line center, you bring somebody else in, all those kind of things take place. But what you miss is something that, as we have fans or, you know, everybody get to watch a player who plays the game extremely hard, difficult to play against, all those kind of things, and he just will his team to wins, that kind of thing. And you have a player that's now, he's not there, and everybody has to just pick it up. And it's just the way it goes. It's happened before, and guys just have to get along without it. And they've done a very good job so far, because the last couple games have been, they played very good, and they deserved the better fate in Jersey the other night, and they had a big win after that. So, again, in the locker room, you just look around. Everybody has to play a little bit better, or make sure they do things to pick up for what we always feel is the best part of playing the game.
Yeah, Saturday night they had an excellent coach, Mike Babcock, with the Toronto Maple Leafs, and man, they just were on a roll. It seemed like to finally break out, got good goaltending, and scored a bunch. That was fun to watch.
Yeah, Larry. They did. They dominated that. When they played the game, you know, all this happened. The team kind of, if you looked at it from the beginning of the season, started off like a couple games, kind of slow, and a number of injuries here and there, and all of a sudden a few young guys get called up, and they were faster, and they played the game. They knew they were without players again. Back that was Malkin out of the lineup, Bukestad, you go down the line, and Letang's out now too. All those things were happening, but they had to play the game at a high tempo, high speed. It's very difficult. It was making it tough for teams. And Dave Tippett is a friend of mine. I know coaches Edmonton. And he said when Edmonton came through here, he said they had no way to compete with the Penguins with the speed that they had. So when you play a game like that, that puts everybody on notice. It really, guys, makes it very difficult. And again, what they did Saturday night against Toronto that's just one example. And that's with Malkin moving up with Gensel and Rust, and they've dominated. So. Again, you hope you keep it up, and you got to do that against the teams like Washington and Tampa, and that's what everybody wants to see, but I expect them to do just that.
You know, the one thing that you can say, I mean, you're sitting here, it's November, and you really don't worry about really getting into the playoffs until we get into next year, but the fact is, and we've said it many times on this program, a game today counts the same as a game in March.
Yeah, John. I mean, no, that comes up a lot. If you give points away early, you're going to be chasing a little bit, and that's what you don't want to be doing. You like to kind of start solidifying where you're at and make sure you don't give up. It is the one. Make sure you take care of the teams you need to. So if a team that's not playing well comes into town, you have to make sure you come away with 2 points. And your point, John, is exactly right, because it is something that you will say, and you'll hear it all year long. Well, that'll hurt us in come playoff time or something like that. But you do miss. You can't take anything for granted, any team for granted. And I believe Mike Sullivan and their whole staff, they remind guys of that. Sometimes just human nature. You get into some games, John, and sometimes after a big win or a big game, the next night might be a little bit of a letdown. But they try their best not to let that happen. It's about goaltending. It's about everybody playing as a team and five-man units, if you will. And I think they've been doing a great job with that, and I expect them to kind of keep it going.
It all goes back to ownership. Mario Lemieux and, of course, David Morehouse, the president, and general manager Jim Rutherford, Jay, excited to be inducted into the National Hockey League Hall of Fame. He said he's very humbled by it, but he's been extraordinary, and this is for his work off the ice. Of course, former goaltender, including here in Pittsburgh, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, I guess anybody for any position or whatever you're in it to be acknowledged and noticed as one of the best to ever be a part of the game and whatever role that is, in a builder role where he's a GM and leading the Penguins to a number of Stanley Cups. I mean, I think if for any player or any job or whatever you're doing, if you have the ability to be noticed that you've been one of the best, what a great thing. And certainly for Jim Rutherford, he's been a huge part of the Penguins and just coming back, you know, probably so close to retiring, but taking a chance to come here as well and realizing what's here and starting with Mario and Ron Burkle, as you guys have both mentioned, the ownership group makes it outstanding. But to me, when you can be noticed like that by everybody in the game of hockey, it's a pretty special thing.
Yes, and a good point, Jay, because there was a moment where he was contemplating retiring and he decided to come here, and look what has happened since. And arguably, if he didn't come here and win the two cups, he might not be a Hall of Famer tonight.
Right.
So anybody out there, never quit. Don't give up. And big man, hey, we love your new set on AT&T Sports. Now, I saw you got a super telestrator now.
Jeez, you know, boy, they put a lot into that. I know it's a whole different, it's a whole process there. It's a little, but it is pretty. I think Doug Johnson and Sean McClintock, guys like that, they've put a lot of time and effort into trying to get this together, and I guess just kind of keeping up with it. But yeah, there's a lot of different bells and whistles now, and pretty nice. Everybody kind of really likes it, so it's a little bit of getting used to, just like anything else. But it's real nice, Larry.
Check out Jay Caulfield, Rob King, AT&T Sportsnet, two-time Stanley Cup champ. Jay, we always appreciate the time. Thank you.
You're welcome, guys. Great to talk to you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.